What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today we'll be talking about Brian Daboll getting fired, some injury updates for the week, our waiver wire picks for the week, and a review of last week's games. Start off with Brian Daboll being fired. That was definitely a terrible showing by them in that fourth quarter.
I was going to say, I mean, it was a good showing early.
Yeah. Just, they really sold. They sold. Simply.
Take off your unbiased hat. If Jackson Dart doesn't get hurt, do they lose that game?
I don't know. I could definitely see how they win, but that defense fell apart.
He wasn't, agreed. You're not wrong. But he wasn't lighting the Bears' defense up, but they weren't necessarily stopping him either.
Yeah.
The offense ran stagnant when Wilson came in.
Yeah. It went about as bad as they could have thought. Could have thought when Wilson
Does Wilson went get another chance after this year?
There's no way. Unless
he's willing to be a backup.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I think he's an all right backup. Having said that, why the hell is Jameis Winston not the backup for Jackson Dart?
I don't know.
Way more upside with him. Way more, holy crap, what just happened as well, but way more upside. I think a possibility that they would have won that game if Jameis had played. Did Daboll get fired because of this game, the Bronco game, or both? Or the whole
Probably
thing?
Probably both. I think the whole thing, honestly. I think it's just the whole thing.
Just the final nail in the coffin, right? This game?
Yeah, 100%.
I do think he had Jackson Dart going the right way.
Yeah.
But was that Daboll? Was that Jackson? Was it a little both? I think it's probably a little both. Daboll is not a bad offensive mind. But he made some play calls that didn't make sense. I think he thinks Jackson Dart is Josh Allen. And he's not. He's not as big. And he's not as, at this point in his career, he's not what Josh Allen was at the end of Daboll's time there.
Yeah.
He may be kind of Josh Allen light. When Josh first came in the league, you see a lot of really cool things and a whole lot of good capabilities. But I felt like that concussion that Jackson got was a long time coming. I mean, the way he's playing, so he's not being coached enough or hard enough to not do that crap because he continues to do it.
Yeah.
And I get that that's somewhat instinct. But he's got to protect himself better. Like, I can't believe he didn't get one already yet, to be honest.
Yeah.
The way Daboll behaved a couple of weeks ago when Dart went into the medical tent.
When he went into it.
Probably should have gotten him fired, to be honest. I mean, the way he behaved, every coach in the league knows all those rules.
Yeah.
No reason for him to. He was berating people because he wouldn't get the answers he wanted. That's not the way it works.
Yeah.
He's not supposed to be part of that decision. They're supposed to just let him know.
Yeah.
So I like Brian Daboll, but he probably should have been fired after the year, but so should Joe Shane for showing whatever that dude's last
Joe
name
Shane?
Is.
Yeah, he should be done.
He's the bigger problem, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I don't
know. I think they should just clean house pretty much.
He's drafted some nice pieces for them, but what has he done in the middle and latter rounds? Not much.
I mean Scat, but that's really
Scat
about
was
it.
A fourth round pick, so
Tyron Tracy was serviceable.
And Scat and Tracy, is there anything else besides those two running backs? Which, by the way, it's really easy to get good running backs in the middle rounds. It just is.
Yeah. I don't know.
A lot of teams are doing it now.
The
whole team. I was about to say that whole team is a mess, but you and I went through the roster last night.
Yeah.
I don't think that the team's a mess, do you?
No, I think it's just very mismanaged.
You know what I hope they don't do is bring in Bill Belichick.
Or Matt Nagy or Arthur Smith.
Well, I would rather see Belichick than those two guys.
Yeah, but those are three people they need to avoid.
Anybody who runs a franchise should never bring in Bill Belichick with a young quarterback. He'll ruin them. Look at what Mac Jones is doing now. Mac Jones was not the problem in New England.
No.
I'm not saying Mac Jones is a top 15 quarterback, but he's somebody who should be starting in the league right now.
Yeah.
Maybe he is a top 15. I'm not sure that I'm ready to anoint that, but he's definitely a top 32.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what the Giants do. But
anybody like off the top of your mind that you think, hey, this guy would be really good there? Yeah, I can't come up. Like,
I can't think of anybody.
Just on the spot, I haven't. Yeah.
No, I'm not sure. I don't know if they're going to want to try to go for somebody that's established or like an offensive coordinator. I don't know. But I feel like they're going to try another offensive-minded coach.
I think they need somebody established.
Yeah.
Like Mike Vrabel would have been a great fit there.
Yeah. If only they fired.
Right.
Daboll 1 year earlier.
This is what happens when you decide to hold on to something that you probably know isn't working.
Yeah.
So is Mara the problem? To an extent, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's a problem.
But Mara's been there when they've succeeded, though, too. So
yeah,
I'm hesitant to say that he's like the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not want them getting rid of, like, he did not like them letting Saquon go.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's as hands-on as other owners, but he's hands-on enough to be involved. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he tries to trust his football people. That's what you pay these guys for. Like, I get that. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I just expect them to clean house and,
they need to.
I guess, restart.
They need to. But not necessarily roster-wise.
No, like just leadership management, wise. I guess. Yeah, leadership-wise. But yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. Their offensive coordinator is the new head coach, so hopefully that does something for them.
Like,
and doesn't.
I mean, I think Mike Kafka could end up making a good head coach. I hope it's not in this situation.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a lot to put on a new head coach. Ask Brian Daboll.
Yeah, yeah. Just hopefully it doesn't backfire on them. I mean, it would suck to go from bad to worse.
For sure.
But yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens, how the offseason goes for this.
Of a three-headed monster.
Oh, yeah.
With Dart, Neighbors, and Scatabo.
Yeah.
And Wandale Robinson's a really good number two. And really, mm-hmm. Slayton, he's not a bad three.
No.
I would still like to see them upgrade the receiver position a little bit more.
Yeah.
But with Scatabo and Tracy, that's a nice tandem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Theo Johnson, I think, is very underrated.
Mm-hmm. I think the Giants roster is a lot like the Bears roster, where it's going to get a lot of, like, I guess, eyes from head coaches or, like, often, or just coaches would want to be there. Just like how Ben Johnson wanted to be in Chicago.
Yeah. Another like name that, like they that. They could have and should have tried to get.
Mm-hmm.
But they were. Yeah. But Mara messed up by going with those guys again.
Uh-huh.
It never works out. How rarely does it work out when you do something like that?
Yeah.
I can't think of a time that it did recently. Can you?
No.
I'm sure that there's a time. I'll do some research for the next episode.
Yeah. But yeah, Giants fans are probably really excited for this offseason.
They should be. I mean, they need to build a line, an offensive line. That would make all the difference in the world for that offense. But it doesn't have to be like the best offensive line in the league. Jackson Dart doesn't
has to
need
be
that.
Decent.
He just, yeah.
And the
Russell Wilson needs something like that. But
yeah,
he needs to be gone.
Yeah, they need to get rid of him, which I think he's gone after this year. So that's good for them.
It's not a bad roster, though.
No. Some injury updates. Garrett Wilson re-injured his knee.
That's a shame.
He will be out 3 to 4 weeks. They probably shouldn't have brought him back. They definitely knee hyperextension. 2 weeks? That ain't enough time. I don't care who you are. Was it three?
Was it three? I could be wrong.
I think it was two.
Okay.
I think that's including the bye week, but I might be wrong. It's definitely possible, but like, I don't know.
I'm looking, buddy.
Yeah, and Travis Hunter is out for the season, getting his surgery. What was it, today or yesterday?
Today he had surgery.
Yeah, so that's putting him out for the season.
Yeah, 3 weeks. He missed 3 weeks. One of them might have been a bye. I'm not sure.
Yeah, one was definitely a bye.
Okay.
But, I mean, he probably wasn't healthy when they brought him back, which was definitely stupid. It's not like they're in a win-now situation. That team is about as bad as it can possibly be right now. Travis Hunter out for the season. Definitely a blow for the Jags. But I think this is probably the right decision for him.
Oh. You got to make sure he's healthy.
Yeah. Hopefully he's back looking the same as he does next year. Waiver wire.
Oh. Did you see about Joe Burrow?
Oh, yeah. Joe Burrow has opened his practice window.
Yep.
So there's a chance that he is back. Ooh. Or he is back. When you open up a practice window, you have to be removed IR after a certain amount of time, right?
After 3 weeks. They have 21 days now.
So, yeah, he's probably going to be playing at the end of the season. So they better hope they start winning.
The hope and expectation is that he is there to play on Halloween. Now, Thanksgiving.
Halloween.
Thanksgiving. That their initial target is for him to play Thanksgiving at Baltimore.
Mm.
That's 3 games from now, November 27th.
And that's a really good game to come back on.
But even if it's not until December 7th, that's still earlier because it was supposed to be mid-December, wasn't it?
I think so. I mean, I think there was even a chance that he'd miss the season. So
Yeah. I thought he was going to.
That's great news for Burrow owners.
Agreed. I just traded for him in a Dynasty League.
Yeah. Great news for people that picked him up when people released him or dropped him. Me.
Hey, go ahead and clap your back, buddy.
Especially in a keeper league. Huge, huge pickup. But yeah, Joe Burrow being back, Bengals fans definitely have something to be excited for. I'm not saying Flacco has been playing bad. He's been playing great.
Agreed.
But Burrow being back is definitely going to change something.
So what's going to change, though? I mean, they're 3-6, right?
I mean, seeing how the offense is playing right now, it's definitely going to take another step up, I think. A lot of the plays that I've been making are like short yard gains. I don't think Flacco has played a great defense yet that I can think of, right?
But the offense isn't the problem.
No, that defense is terrible. That defense is terrible.
They have to win the next 2 games at 3-6 for it to matter for Burrow.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Steelers are falling hard, no doubt.
Uh-huh.
But the Ravens are ascending just as hard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The Bengals are 1 game behind the Ravens, 2 behind the Steelers.
Uh-huh.
At 3-6. This was a division we thought was going to be one of the better divisions.
Mm-hmm.
It may be the worst for
Yeah, I think so. It's terrible.
It is. So much mediocrity.
Absolutely terrible.
But then you, like, it's not mediocre talent, though. Mediocre talent.
Like, do they fire Zach Taylor after this season?
If they don't make the playoffs, I think they have to.
Yeah.
Because that defense is that bad.
Yeah.
Like, if it was just because Burrow got hurt and they just couldn't generate enough offense as a result, I think that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Yeah. I mean, just, yeah.
But they've scored 42 and 38 points in the last 2 weeks and lost both of those games.
Yeah.
They have scored an average of 40 points a game. And haven't gotten a win in either of those 2 games.
That's embarrassing. The locker room's imploding right now.
And they lost to the Jets.
Yeah. Let up 40 points to the Jets. That's a whole nother level bad.
So like you said, the locker room is butting heads. Offense versus defense, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're going to win these next 2 games.
Yeah.
But they have to. They're at the Steelers. That's a very winnable game.
Huh.
And then they had the Patriots at home. That's a winnable game. Maybe. That's a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
I think both of them are, to be honest. Pittsburgh's probably not as, because it just doesn't play that way, their feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It's going to be – I hope so, because I love the possibility of the high drama.
Yeah.
Or maybe the Ravens lose somewhere in those next 2 games, and if they can beat the Steelers and the Ravens lose one of those 2 games, they can lose to the Patriots.
Yeah.
They have to beat the Steelers. The Steelers have to lose twice. Ravens have to lose once for them to be able to lose one. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then they're a game behind both teams still, which is pathetic because they'd be 4-7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully they can turn it around, but I just don't expect it.
It'd be cool to see because that Bengals at Ravens Sunday night or on Thursday night football, Thanksgiving Day, that'd be awesome.
That'd be a good game. Yeah.
That'd be an awesome game to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still going to be. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's just the closer we get, the more drama, the cooler it is.
Yeah. Our waiver wire picks of the week. Mine, I have Theo Johnson at 42%. Theo Johnson is a huge part of that team. I know he played the he didn't have a great game last week, but it's not like the Bears have a bad defense for tight ends. I mean, just that those Bears have a great linebacker group in Tremaine Edmonds, who's been killing it this year, and TJ Edwards. Yes. I mean, it's just going to be hard having a great game against them too when they're both playing together. Tez Johnson, he killed it this week. I don't know how he's only 33. I think that's insane.
Agreed. We've been calling for that too, haven't
yeah.
we, buddy?
Yeah. Alec Pierce, he's definitely going to have a huge jump this week. He had a great game, and he looks like he's one of Daniel Jones' favorite targets.
Especially a deep target.
Oh, yeah. Harold Fannin, we've been saying this for a while. That split between Njoku and him, it seems very 50-50, might even be a little bit in Fannin's favor.
Yeah, I think it's more 60-40. But
Cade Otton, he had a great target share. I think he had 9 targets, 8 catches.
12 targets, 9 catches.
12 targets, 9 catches. Yeah, that's sort of really good target share. But yeah, if that can continue, I mean, hold on to him. If you have him, hold on to him. If he's on the waivers and you have an open spot, I mean, I wouldn't see why not holding on to him. Grab him, hold on to him, see if it continues or is still a pretty good share.
Yeah.
And Luke Musgrave. It's the new tight end one in the pack for the Packers with Kraft out for the season. Jordan Love loves throwing to his tight ends. And I mean, I want to see why Musgrave wouldn't have a decent season, I guess, as the one for that team.
Yeah, I mean, he's just not as talented as Tucker.
No, not even close. But
I really like him, though.
Yeah, I think he's still going to have a pretty decent target share.
Agreed.
With them.
For sure. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I wanted to, like, even though Jordan Love does love to throw to tight ends, I just don't think that he's going to put up the same kind of consistent production that Tucker did.
Yeah, no. And I wouldn't expect him to, honestly.
To be clear, I wouldn't expect to start Musgrave as your normal tight end. He's a flex guy while there's still bye weeks and everything. And a guy to have on your roster in case you have a weird injury or something. Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I think he can still get targets in that offense.
And we'll get this posted up on the Facebook page as well.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that last week. My bad.
So review for last week's games. Start off with the Colts at the 9:30 game.
Let's do Monday night game real quick and just say it was trash.
Oh yeah. I thought we did. Well, Monday night. My bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Eagles, Thursday night Packers was trash too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But Packers, Eagles, trash.
That's a terrible game.
Stupid.
Hot guy. That was really bad.
Forget about it.
Nobody likes nobody likes either team, so screw them. Falcons, Colts. That was a pretty good game.
It was a better game than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I thought the Falcons might win at one point.
Yeah. I mean, it looked very promising for the Falcons at the end.
Falcons defense played pretty solid.
Yeah. Daniel Jones, dude. That dude needs better ball security. 2 fumbles in 1 drive is insane. It wasn't
back to back, but it was close to back to back.
No, no. Yeah, I think it was like 2 plays apart. Just, I don't know. He's just making stupid mistakes.
He had 3 fumbles total in the game.
Just these last 2 weeks have been really rough for him. And then he had that interception, I think, that next drive.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
But he had really good moments too.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. He's just not playing consistent like he was earlier this season, which, I mean, hopefully he can fix that, but I don't know.
Last 2 games for sure are concerning about the ball security.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor had a great game, though. 3 touchdowns, 17 to the season.
That dude's insane.
Yeah. Is he going to break the record?
He had 244 yards on 32 carries, 7.6 average.
Yeah. And a game-winning touchdown in overtime. Just
he fumbled once too, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
that dude's great, though.
I think his game just pretty much covers that up.
Yeah, he needs to average 2 more touchdowns a game the rest of the season to tie the all-time record.
Yeah,
I think it's a chance, but categorize it as an outside chance right now, but I hope he does.
Yeah, he deserves it, I think.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's fun to listen to. Like, he's good. He's supportive of his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
A classy guy.
But yeah, hopefully he can continue on that. Jaguars, Texans. That was a really rough start for the Texans, but they ended up turning it around in that fourth quarter. Davis Mills came to the rescue.
Davis Mills with the run.
Yeah. Dude, Davis Mills. That dude's a new starting quarterback, Texans. The Jags really fell apart at the end, like really bad. That's about as bad as it could have gone.
It's time to talk about whether or not T-Law's the long-term answer, isn't it?
I don't think so.
But can they go away from him yet?
I don't know. No, they can't now.
Why?
How are they going to? Because they just extended him. He has a monster deal right now, and no team's going to want that.
I thought you said they can now.
No. They can't. They can't get rid of him. I mean, they're stuck with him until that guarantee money's paid.
I don't think that Cohen is the problem.
No. I think it's Trevor.
Yeah.
I've been saying it's Trevor.
And we've seen some of the antics earlier this season of Trevor towards Cohen as well.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. I mean, I've always thought Trevor was not great.
So I never quite cut on all the hype when he was in college. No. He was good. Don't give me, like, really good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's something about it. I didn't like the translation. The same way that I did it with the Bears quarterback.
Justin Fields?
No.
Kittle?
Yeah. That seems to be translating a little better than I thought. I'm still not sold, but it is definitely going better right now.
You don't know.
I mean, for me to be sold, he probably doesn't have to keep making game-winning touchdowns against teams he shouldn't be needing to do that against.
Still winning games. I think he already has more wins than, I think, Justin Fields in three seasons, and he's only been in the league for 1.5.
That was difficult, wasn't it?
Yeah. On the Bears? Of course it is. But yeah, I mean,
set that bar high, buddy.
Heck yeah, it does. I don't know about Trevor, but that was a good win by the Texans. I thought their defense would have done a lot more. They did not until the end.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, the Jaguars came out and played really well at first.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that the talent is there. Like, Trevor is capable.
Yeah.
It's a focus issue or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But it's not the first time they've lost a game like that.
No. Mm-mm. I mean, I don't know. It's the Jaguars are going to Jaguar, I guess. Saints, Carolina. Carolina fell apart again. Like, that's a game they should have won. We wondered
if that would happen.
And it happened.
Yep.
I mean, they're so inconsistent. The only person that did decent on that team, Rico Dowdle. And that was at the beginning of the game.
Yeah,
just, I don't know.
He even kind of fell apart.
It's just terrible game. A bad game. Shook had a decent game.
He had a decent game, but he didn't have a game like where he should have won that game.
Nothing spectacular.
But he did. And yeah,
his first win.
I mean, I guess it was actually better than I thought. 282 yards, 2 touchdowns. Juwan and Chris Olave.
Juwan had a great game.
Olave had a good game.
Saints played pretty decent football.
Alvin Kamara didn't have a bad game. It's amazing how much more room he can have to run when there's a passing
game. They open
game.
Up the pass game, yeah.
Yeah.
That
was against a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
So I'm not a giant fan of Tyler Shook, but if he keeps doing that, I'll probably change my tune.
Mm-hmm. Patriots-Bucks. That was a pretty good game. Sucks that the Bucks lost. I was hoping they would have won.
Drake May's a beast, dude.
Dude, Trayvon Henderson. Do you think he takes the RB1 role?
He needs to.
I mean, he's got to.
He should be the RB1.
They would be stupid not to give him the RB1 role. That's 2 great games in a row.
No, he didn't have a great game last game.
He didn't?
No, he went for 55 yards. The game before, he had 10 carries, 75 yards, but a fumble.
Mm.
I mean, he didn't have a bad game against Atlanta, but it wasn't anywhere close to what he just did.
Yeah.
It was just an all right game. You know what I mean?
All right. I thought he had a 60-yard touchdown in his last two games. Maybe they were both that game that he just played or something.
He had two over 40-yard runs in this game.
That one. All right. That's what it was.
He went off, and it was really cool to see.
Mm-hmm. Browns-Jets.
The Bucs are too pass-heavy right now.
Yeah. They need Bucky
back.
They've
become too predictable.
Mm-hmm. They really need Bucky, and it's starting to really show.
And 25 of the 43 passes were to Egbuka and Ott.
That's crazy.
Like, Tez Johnson and Sterling Shepard are trustworthy.
Yeah.
Just, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just, well, hopefully Bucky's back soon. Isn't it unlikely that he plays this week also?
I think so.
But I mean, what was it? An ankle injury? They should have put him on IR.
Obviously, yeah. Tucker's been getting more touches, but it's not like
he's great either.
Rashad White got replaced for a reason.
Yeah.
I guess Tucker averaged 5.9. So really, like, they should just go back to what they were doing with Bucky and White before.
Yeah.
But make it Tucker and White.
Mm-hmm.
Because Rashad White, I like him a lot as a receiving back. But he just
not a great pure runner.
No, he's not.
But, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how the game plan for the next couple games, or at least next week. Hopefully Bucky's back before a couple games. I don't know.
Yeah.
Browns-Jets, that game sucked. I mean, Jets had great special teams performance.
I mean, they did. Great. But they blew.
That was it.
The number one pick.
Did they? I mean, I think it's still possible that they get it.
I mean, yeah, but now the Browns own the tiebreaker between them.
Oh. Well, I think the Browns can sneak out a couple more wins. Maybe, possibly. I don't know. I'll have to look at.
For sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's about all.
And I get that the Jets, they don't care about that. Like the players. I get that.
Yeah.
But.
Just. Yeah, I mean. We'll see what happens. That game was not great.
No.
Even, I mean, it was a decent high score, but not a great game. Ravens-Vikings. Vikings fell apart again. I don't know what's going on. They are a very bipolar team. They either play really good or really bad. I mean, there's no in between.
Lamar's back.
Yes. Lamar is definitely back. Bills-Dolphins. What happened to the Bills? That was a horrible game.
So this is what I think happened. No matter how professional you try to be, no matter how much you say every game matters, this, that, and that, when you kill a team consistently,
You stop,
I think,
like,
it
really
is human
trying.
Nature to just overlook them some.
Yeah.
Don't you? Like, they hadn't won against the Bills since 2022.
Yeah.
And they play them twice a year.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like they had had many wins before that.
Mm.
The Bills have just owned them, and I think they just unintentionally overlooked it.
Yeah.
That's like, they That's just had stupid. A it's... terrible game, and the Dolphins, this was like their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because they know they ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they got up for it, and the Bills didn't. And sometimes it just happens. Now, I'll say this too, though, about the last two games, or last two losses, at least specifically for the Bills. Josh Allen has been trying to play hero ball too much.
Yeah.
They need to use James Cook more, and they need to use some of that short game passing.
Yeah.
I haven't liked the play calling from all that either.
No.
Some of that falls on Josh, and some of that falls on Joe Brady.
Yeah. I don't know. That was just a really bad game.
The defense didn't play well. Like, it was terrible all-around game for the team.
Yep.
Kudos to Miami. They got up for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, continue to play Jaylen Waddle. I don't care about the matchup. He is a, like, force.
He's going to get force-fed.
Yep. And same with A-Chain.
Mm-hmm. Bears-Giants. Ooh. Great game for the Bears at fourth quarter. 14 points. Kale William is on pace for 4,000 passer yards.
You mean it was a great comeback?
Great comeback.
It wasn't a great game.
Great fourth quarter.
Great.
Manungai had a touchdown. There's still a decent
he didn't
carry
do much
difference
more,
between
though.
Him and Swift now. I mean, he was averaging four, so that's That's decent, I guess.
I thought it might be a little more of an even split, but...
Yeah, it's still not really.
I mean, Swift had 65% of the carries.
Yeah. Odunze played great. He had a great comeback game. Loveland played pretty good. Dad. Yeah, who's... Yeah, that dude is ridiculous. That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Did you see Rome's a joke about it after the game?
Yeah. The difference in opinions, he's like, yeah.
Well, he had said... He goes, thanks, Dad. I finally got it. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see that one. But yeah, I mean, that was a little ridiculous. It was one, I know, just one game, dude. And that dude flipped out.
Did Moore play?
Yeah. Yeah. He did. Yeah, I think so.
Jack. So is DJ Moore's dad going to go off about this? Or?
I doubt it. DJ Moore might. He might get a little attitude on the sideline. We'll see. Yeah.
They have too many weapons. Somebody's going to get left out at times.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah. So on to the 4 o'clock games. This was an insane set of 4 o'clock games. All of them were total scores of 60 plus.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Commanders scored more than I thought they would.
Yeah. Seahawks and Cardinals was 44-22. Seahawks came out. Just guns blazing. They're killing them immediately.
The Seahawks scored 44 points, and Sam Darnold threw 12 passes. Their defense scored 14 by themselves.
I mean, I told you this was going to happen.
What do you mean?
You picked the Cardinals, didn't you, to win?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I told you.
No, I didn't pick them to win. I picked them to stay close.
Oh, yeah, they didn't stay close.
Which was so stupid.
But yeah, just Smith and Jigba came out. Just, I think, immediately got a touchdown. Just, yeah, great game. Him and McBride played great. McBride, 127 yards and a touchdown. Crazy. Just both of them had really good games. Detroit, Washington. Gibbs played amazing. Just amazing.
3 touchdowns.
Yeah, good, great game for Gibbs.
He sucks.
Does he? Mariota didn't play terrible.
No.
16 for 22, 213.
A lot of that was garbage time.
Garbage, yeah. I mean, that's still a pretty good completion percentage. Were they just not wanting to pass the ball at the beginning?
Yeah.
I mean, that's their weak point.
Mariota tends to throw a lot of short passes, too, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. I think so. Maybe. Probably. But, I mean, it works for him. I guess. Oh,
yeah. I guess it wasn't terrible. Did you see Treylon Burks had 3 catches?
Did he? Did he do much with those 3 catches?
58 yards.
Oh, I mean, that's pretty good. One catch for 37 was his longest.
Then he got hurt.
Oh, I did not see that.
Hurt his finger. Won't play in week 11.
What, did he do, break it? That's weird that he's already out. It must have been a really bad finger injury.
Finally got his chance. And
yeah. That's quick.
Some bad luck right there.
Rams Niners, dude, Matt Stafford. That dude's killing it.
So your brother texted and asked if he's the MVP.
I think there's an argument to be made. Yeah, I think there's an argument. He's leading in most passer stats.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's killing it this year. The Rams are killing it offensively. Just, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say not to bet on it. I don't know what the odds are.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think he's onto something there.
Yeah, just Rams offense has been playing amazing this year. I mean, no surprise, but like this good is a little bit of a surprise.
Have the Rams and Seahawks played yet?
I think once. I think it was at like the first week or something.
No, they play this week.
That's going to be a good game. Is that a primetime game?
It's a 4:05 game.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch that one.
I wish it was a primetime game, though. Like that
would be really good primetime. Yeah. Sunday night? Oh.
Let's see. What is Sunday night instead?
That's probably something terrible.
No, it's the Lions and Eagles.
All right. It might be terrible.
Monday night's terrible. It's the Cowboys and Raiders.
That one's really terrible.
Sunday morning is terrible. Commanders and Dolphins. Thursday night game is terrible because the Jets are involved. But they play the Patriots. Yeah. So we'll see Drake May go off for 3 quarters and then sit the rest of the game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Pittsburgh Chargers. The Pittsburgh was pitiful. That was a very bad game.
Yeah.
The pitiful Steelers. They should change their name to that. Just, yeah, bad game.
The offense is not Like, it's not very consistent.
You know who sucked?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yep, Rodgers. That dude's terrible. So nice.
He's not terrible, but...
He's terrible.
I don't think they make the playoffs, do you?
No, I hope not.
I didn't ask. Like, I don't think that they do.
I don't think they will. But, I mean, they're in a bad enough division for it to be possible, is the thing.
Yeah, I think the Ravens definitely come out of there. The AFC is not as impressive overall, though, as what they have been. Like,
yeah.
I feel like they're all top heavy.
Yeah.
I guess. Agreed. Yeah, the Jags currently hold the 7th position at 5-4.
Jags.
And then you got the Bills or Chiefs, at 5-4. And then it goes to 4-5 teams with the Texans and Ravens.
That's an ugly playoff picture.
I think the Steelers finished 3rd.
That NFC North playoff picture, that probably looks really good. I guarantee it does. If I were to guess, 3 NFC North teams are in the playoffs projection.
Yes.
Or at least right now. Yeah. Bears.
The Packers are the 3rd, the 7th seed.
Lions.
Just 5th. Ahead of the Niners, who are 6-4. Oh. The Lions are in the 3 seed. Mm-hmm. The Bears are the 5 seed. 6 seed. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah. NFC North, great football. Yeah, I mean, we already went in on the Green Bay Philly game. That was terrible. Just, yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah. what is going on? All right, there we go. Thursday's game, we already dipped into this a little bit. Jets-Patriots. Drake May is probably going to have a great game. It's, probably Trevion Henderson, if I were to guess.
Yeah. What? I don't know that they've come out and said anything about Stevenson.
Ramondre.
But hopefully he doesn't play.
Yeah.
I mean,
let him rest.
Yes. Stevenson seems like a good dude. No offense, man. But I want to see Henderson play.
Yeah.
And if Stevenson's healthy, I think they split.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys enjoyed the podcast and are listening on a podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment on what you guys think. Yeah, thank you guys.